serving in the temple. But at night, where'd they go? Down into the city of Corinth. 1,000 of them. And the men were confronted with that every night of the week. And so this is why the Bible is so explicit. It was so rampant. And that it didn't stop there. Their immorality went to the very depths, see? And we're seeing it happening in our own country today. I guess maybe that's why this letter is now becoming more appropriate, huh? Because even our society is getting closer and closer to that of Corinth. All right, now verse 16. What? Don't you know that he who is joined, that is sexually, to a harlot is one body? For two, he saith, shall be one flesh. Where's Paul get this? Well, go back to Genesis. Let's go back a moment. It's been a long time since we've taught Genesis. Chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Let's just jump in at verse 21. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib with which God had taken from man, he made a woman and brought her unto the man. And now verse 23. Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, this is flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. In other words, the Hebrew word for man is ish, I-S-H. And the word for woman is just with an A added on the last. It's isha. And so ish and isha are man and woman because she was taken out of man. All right, now then, verse 24. Here it is. This is what Paul is still resting on. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave or cling and hang on to his wife, and they, that man and woman, shall be what? One flesh. Now, in our present day weddings, you know, the kids like to have two candles burning, and then at the end of the ceremony, they snuff the two and they light how many? One. Well, that's the whole concept. But you see, they take it so lightly. And I read again the other day, one of our polls, I don't know who took it, you know, polls can lie like everything else, I guess, but I read them. But a recent poll was taken, and over 50% of young married couples who have just been married within a month, over 50% expected their marriage to end up in divorce within the first year or two. I mean, that's their attitude. Now, this is shocking, I know it is, but no wonder they don't last. They go in with no commitment. And you know why they do it? Because the church has failed to teach our young people. Our young people no longer understand these biblical promises of marriage and sex and kids and all the rest. It's completely unknown to them. And so consequently, I'm coming back to 1 Corinthians now. Consequently, they can enter into this marriage relationship with no commitment, with no moral foundation, no anchor, and no wonder we're in trouble. But you see, the biblical concept has never changed from the Garden of Eden to this day tonight. And that is, God intended one man married for life to one woman. And if death interrupted it, as we'll be seeing over in chapter 7, if death interrupted it, yes, then they were free to remarry. But other than that, God's original plan was one man for one woman. Now you remember even the taunters of Jesus. What'd they throw up to Jesus? Well, Moses granted a writing of divorcement. How about that? Well, what was Jesus' answer? Granted. He says, because of your sin, Moses granted writings of divorcement. But Jesus said, in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, when God laid out the format for marriage and family, it was one man for one woman, until death do them part. All right, now then, if you'll come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 for a few seconds that we have left. He said, don't you know that if you're joined to a harlot or a prostitute, you become one with that prostitute? All right, that's some sobering thinking, isn't it? And so consequently, then he says, flee immorality.
Thank you for joining us again for Through the Bible with Les Feldick. If you'd like to order audio tapes, videos, or any of our printed material, you may do so by writing Les Feldick Ministries, Route 1, Box 760, Kenta, Oklahoma, 74552. That's Les Feldick Ministries, Route 1, Box 760, Kenta, Oklahoma, 74552. Or you can call us toll-free if you'd like at 1-800-369-7856. That's 1-800-369-7856. Remember, this is a faith ministry, and your participation with us is greatly appreciated. Again, our address is Les Feldick Ministries, Route 1, Box 760, Kenta, Oklahoma, 74552. And our phone is 1-800-369-7856. Thanks again for listening, and please join us next time for Through the Bible with Les Feldick.
That was Les Feldick right here on KASM. We got a couple songs till the top of the 7 o'clock hour right here on Chasm Radio, till we have Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. So we got Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on souls. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places. I'm not
out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is blind, it requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together, making love with each other. Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
A Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Streaming online at mychasm.com.
That was Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton right here on KASM. It is now the top of the 7 o'clock hour, so that brings us right to the Dick Butt Show. Take it over, Randy.
Thank you, Zach, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance over in Cold Spring, Fox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Colonel Lumber, Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNF Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar, Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Way Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Audi Chrysler Center, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services of Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany A&W and Luxembourg Feed Service. They are our Dick Put Show sponsors for this baseball season in 2026. All right, let's get our Dick Put Show started. We've got a lot of scores and highlights tonight here on the Dick Put Show. We'll start with an exhibition game on Saturday where Hutchinson traveled to Kimball, and Hutchinson defeats Kimball by a score of 4-2. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for Hutchinson. Two runs, seven hits, two errors for Kimball. Larkin Kurth on the mound for Hutchinson will pick up the win, relieved by Carter Kurth in the seventh, Jaden Fleck in the ninth, and the catcher was Max Martin for Hutchinson. For Kimball, Zach Dingman starts, taking the loss on Saturday, relieved by Riley Blanc in the sixth, Ben Johnson in the ninth, and the catcher, Jackson Marquardt. Hitting highlights for Hutchinson, Jake Wendland, 2-for-4 with a double, and Lane Glazer was 2-for-5 with a double. For Kimball, Tommy Friesen, 2-for-4 with a double, and Brooks Marquardt had a double. A final on Saturday, exhibition play, had Hutchinson defeating Kimball 4-2. Over in the County Line League, I have one score for you tonight, and that was on Saturday in the County Line League, where Painesville took on Regal at Regal last night, and Painesville defeats Regal by a score of 4-3. Four runs, eight hits, one error for Painesville. Three runs, 10 hits, and an error for Regal. On the mound for Painesville, Luke Johnson starts, relieved by Spencer Eisenbrunn in the seventh. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Eric Paulson. For Regal, Gabe Roman starts, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the eighth. He'll take the loss. Grant Paffrath in the tenth, and the catcher, Derek Dangerud. Hitting highlights for Painesville on Friday night or on Saturday night, Brock Bruntlett was 3-for-4. Drew Tangen, Grady Fuchs, and Grayson Fuchs all had doubles. For Regal, Luke Knutson, 3-for-5 with a double, and Kai Schneider was 3-for-4 with a double. So a final on Saturday had Painesville defeating Regal by a score of 4-3. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go over to the Victory League and find out what's happening in the Victory League right after these messages.
I'd like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With eight locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance in Cold Spring.
Your home is your biggest investment, but when disaster strikes, does your homeowner's insurance reflect that? Our full-time staff will walk you through every aspect of your policy to make sure that your priorities come first. Look, the industry is changing, and it's more important now than ever to understand what you're paying for. Small-town care and big-time homeowners coverage. Stop in the office or give us a call to schedule your own personal review, or visit us at DustinUpgren.com.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experience in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
That was our break from the Dick Putt Show right here on KASM. Back to you, Randy.
Thank you, Zach. You bet. Also, I did receive this, too, on the County Line League on Saturday in the County Line League. Atwater defeated Starbuck by a score of 5-1. That was on Saturday in the County Line League. And then today in the County Line League, we have Painesville over Sunburg, 12-10. Painesville beats Sunburg, 12-10. And Starbuck over Spicer, 6-0. Starbuck over Spicer, 6-0. Those were additional County Line League scores from ball games played this weekend. And here on the Dick Putt Show, we're going to go over to the Victory League tonight. In the Victory League, on Wednesday night, Opal had an exhibition game at St. Joe, and Opal defeats St. Joe on Wednesday night by a score of 4-2. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Opal. St. Joe, two runs, six hits, two errors. On the mound for Opal, it was David Heinen getting a complete game victory. His catcher was Alex Lang. For St. Joseph, Isaac Benish starts, taking the loss, relieved by Craig Herm in the third and Lucas Tyson in the fifth. Hitting highlights for Opal on Wednesday night, Brody Hultz was 2-for-4. Luke Biniak had a double. And for St. Joe, Tanner Bloomer was 2-for-2 with a double. So a final exhibition play on Wednesday night had Opal defeating St. Joe 4-2. Victory League action today. St. Wendell at Opal today, and St. Wendell defeats Opal by a score of 3-2. Three runs, nine hits, three errors for St. Wendell. Two runs, four hits, and an error for Opal. Jake Ethan actually on the mound for St. Wendell. It was Austin Diekman starting, picking up the win. Chase Lyon comes in the ninth. He'll get the save, and the catcher was Logan Harn. For Opal, Sam Butler starts, relieved by Isaiah Folsom. In the sixth inning, he'll take the loss, and the catcher, Alex Lang. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell. Jake Ethan, 2-for-3 with a double. Zach Sakala and Cohen Hobbin each had two hits. For Opal, Mason Patrick, Brody Halds, Maverick Nowitzki, Tate Lang all had singles. Today, St. Wendell defeats Opal by a score of 3-2. St. Matthias at Aiken today, and it was Aiken over St. Matthias by a score of 1-0. One run, two hits, no errors for Aiken. No runs, six hits, four errors for St. Matthias. Thor Derman will start and pick up the win for Aiken. Jake McGuire comes in the eighth inning. He gets the save. The catcher, Nathan Enstrom. For St. Matthias, Alex Guggenhelm will start, goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Connor Cannell. Some hitting highlights today for Aiken. Nolan Jones and Carson Colum both had singles. Nolan drove in the game-winning run in the second inning for Aiken. for St. Matthias, Connor Wicklund and Tyden Guida both had two singles. So a final today from St. Matthias, it was Aiken 1, St. Matthias nothing. Clear Lake at Royalton today, and Clear Lake defeats Royalton by a score of 11-10. 11 runs, 14 hits, 5 errors for Clear Lake. 10 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors for Royalton. On the mound today for Clear Lake, Jackson Phillips starts, picking up the win, relieved by John Brew in the 6th. Jordan Golombeki in the 7th. He gets the save, and the catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. For Royalton, Marcus Hayes starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nick Henry in the 5th, Kirk Yurchik in the 6th, and the catcher, Drew Yurchik. Some hitting highlights for Clear Lake today. Matt Cordy was 4-for-6. Ben Brown, Nick Berglund, Caleb Leintz, all with two hits each. For Royalton, Drew Yurchik was 2-for-6 with a double. Ethan Albright and Joe Guida each had two hits, and Tyler Gendro doubled for Royalton. A final this afternoon from Royalton, Clear Lake 11 and Royalton 10. Go over to the Victory League and looking at some of their Class B games today. Sobieski was at Nisswa, and Nisswa defeats Sobieski today by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Nisswa, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Sobieski. Dalton Maxwell starts for Nisswa, relieved by Kyle Kataska in the 4th, Blaine Hardy in the 6th, Nate DeChain in the 9th for the win, and the catcher was Kobe Tappy. For Sobieski, Joey Walensky starts, relieved by Colin Ekman in the 6th, Bo Thoma in the 9th, he'll take the loss, and the catcher Gabe Hirsch. Hitting highlights today for Nisswa. Sam Peterson had a home run. Nate DeChain was 2-for-3 with a double. Jeremiah Pipcorn, 2-for-6. He singled in the game-winning run in the bottom of the 9th inning. Sobieski, Alex Thoma, 2-for-3 with a double, and Joey Walensky doubled. Final this afternoon from Nisswa, it was Nisswa 6, Sobieski 5. Foley at the Piers Lakers today, and it was Piers Lakers all over Foley by a score of 10-2. 10 runs, 14 hits, and an error for the Piers Lakers, 2 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for Foley. On the mound for the Lakers today, Carter Petron starts, relieved by Noah Sakala in the 5th. He'll get the win. The catcher, Brady Petron. And for Foley today, Michael Moldoff starts, taking the loss, relieved by Rich Rasmussen in the 6th, Alex Poss in the 7th, and the catchers were Alex Poss and Trey Emmerich. Hitting highlights today for the Piers Lakers, Ryan Chmielewski, 3-for-5. Ryan had two doubles and a home run. David Kroger and Colton Hepke both had doubles for the Piers Lakers. For Foley, Joe Zawicki was 2-for-4 with a double, and Drew Beyer had a double. Final today from Piers, it was Piers 10, the Lakers 10, and Foley 2. Avon at Buckman today, and Buckman defeats Avon by a score of 12-5. 12 runs, 16 hits, and one error for Buckman, 7 runs. 14 hits, and no errors for Avon. Pitching today for Buckman, Matt Topkus starts and gets the win, relieved by Braxton Topkus in the 8th. The catcher, Matt Cummett. Matt Pickleman starts for Avon today, taking the loss, relieved by Griffin Romling in the 5th, Caden Mork in the 5th, Jackson Henderson in the 7th, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. Hitting highlights for Buckman today, Noah Boser, 4-for-4. Ben Thoma, 2-for-4 with a double and a home run, and 5 RBIs for Ben Thoma today. Jack Suska and Matt Cummett, each with doubles. For Avon, Caleb Curry was 3-for-5 with a home run. Elliot Burnett and Elian Mosqueda each had 3 hits, and Nolan DeMonso had a double. A final today from Buckman, it was Buckman 12 and Avon 7. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back on the Dick Foote Show, we'll take a look at some Central Valley League scores and highlights. We'll go over to the Resorters League. I've got some scores and highlights there. It's all coming up after these messages.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge.
Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold, flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550. Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
We're back here on Chasm Radio with the Dick Putz Show. Take it back, Randy.
All right, Zach, let's go over to the Central Valley League and got a score here in the Central Valley League. Watkins taking on St. Augusta today. Watkins defeats St. Augusta by a score of 18-0 in seven innings. 18 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Watkins. No runs, one hit, three errors for St. Augusta. On the mound today for Watkins, Carson Geislinger goes the first five to pick up the win, relieved by Dustin Kramer in the sixth inning. For Watkins today, some hitting highlights included Danny Berg going 3-for-3 today. Carson Geislinger, 2-for-2 in the ball game. Gavin Mathias was 2-for-3 today. Miles Dezingle, 2-for-3 for the Clippers as they defeat St. Augusta this afternoon by a score of 18. 14-0. Got another score coming in tonight in the Victory League, and that's St. Stephen taking on Fort Ripley. Up in Fort Ripley today, it was St. Stephen 5-4 over Fort Ripley. 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for St. Stephen. 4 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for Fort Ripley. So victory there for St. Stephen today, as the Steves picking up that victory. Matt Meyer in the ball game. A single, scored a run. Jack Greenland doubled for the Steves this afternoon. Kellen Granning picked up the win for St. Stephen. The loss will go to Jack Schaefer for Fort Ripley. Again, a final today from Fort Ripley. It was St. Stephen 5 and Fort Ripley 4. Another score here tonight. This comes out of the Resorters League. And in the Resorters League today, Alexandria was at Sauk Center, and Sauk Center defeated Alexandria today by a score of 11-4. 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Sauk Center, 4 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors for Alexandria. Jack Miller starts on the mound today for Sauk Center, relieved by Shane Traddles in the 7th. He'll get the save, the catcher Jake Haskamp. For Alexandria, Shea Endress starts taking the loss, relieved by Taylor Gendreau in the 7th, and the catcher Lake Hagan. Hitting highlights for Sauk Center today, Eli Waring, 3-for-5. Andrew Rusling, 2-for-4 with a double. Jake Zolman had a solo home run in the 5th inning. For Alexandria, Shea Endress, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Zachary Jeanette and Lake Hagan both had doubles for Alexandria. And Sauk Center defeats Alexandria today in Resorters League action by a score of 11-4. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Foote Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Dairyland Supply and Sauk Center is a very diverse farm equipment dealership. If you are in need of a TMR mixer, motorized feed cart, feed conveyor for in your feed room, manure pump or spreader, bale processor, tire scraper for manure alleys, bucket side shooter for bedding, drain vac, or parts for your equipment, then Dairyland Supply is the place for you. We carry brands on hand like Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Vermeer, Tree Elite, Hool, Artex, Hagedorn, Noon, Woodchuck, Ford Farmline, Bell Metal, AGI Fair, and more. Dairyland Supply has parts and equipment on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
In the business of promoting your business,
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
We're back here on KASM with the Dick Putt Show. Back to you, Randy.
Very good, Zach. Here we go. Stearns County League, lots of games for you tonight. We start on Saturday in the Stearns County League where El Rosa traveled to Farming in seven innings. Farming defeats El Rosa by a score of 13-3. 13 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Farming, 3 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors for El Rosa. Cameron Miller starts on the mound for Farming, picks up the win. Ethan Navarchil in the seventh, and the catcher, Cody Perret. For El Rosa, Ashton Dingman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Dingman in the sixth, Tate Dekoff in the seventh, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Farming on Saturday, Tyler Schrader, big day, 2-for-4, 6 RBIs. He had a 3-run homer in the first, a 3-run homer in the fifth. Will Mergen, 2-for-4. Ethan Navarchil, 3-for-5 with a double. And Braden Eink was 2-for-5. For El Rosa, Luke Dingman, 2-for-4, and Blaine Fisher was 1-for-2. A final on Saturday in 7 innings, Farming 13, El Rosa 3. Meyer Grove at Lake Henry on Saturday, and Lake Henry defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for the Lakers. 1 run, 3 hits, 4 errors for Meyer Grove. Trent Wentland on the mound picks up the win, relieved by Grant Ludwig in the eighth, and the catcher, Brooks Miller. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Imdick in the seventh, and the catcher, Josh Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry on Saturday, Carter Wessel, 2-for-5 with a double. Grant Ludwig, 3-for-4, he had a double and a solo home run in the sixth. And Torrey Omscheid, 2-for-4 with a double. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach was 2-for-4. Final on Saturday from Lake Henry is Lake Henry 8, Meyer Grove 1. Spring Hill over in Roscoe on Saturday, and Spring Hill defeats Roscoe by a score of 4-1. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Anthony Reverman on the mound will pick up the win for Spring Hill, relayed by Regan Nelson in the 8th, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Schleiper in the sixth, and the catcher, Nicholas Utch. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill on Saturday, Regan Nelson, 2-for-2. He had 2 doubles. Ethan Meyer with a double, and Daniel Spanier had a 2-for-3 day. For Roscoe, Nicholas Utch was 2-for-4. Final on Saturday from Roscoe, Spring Hill 4, Roscoe 1. Numinic at St. Martin on Saturday, and this one goes 10 innings with Numinic defeating St. Martin by a score of 4-0. 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Numinic. No runs, 6 hits, and no errors for St. Martin. Ty Reller will go the distance for Numinic, picking up the win, a 10-inning victory, and his catcher, Logan Funk. For St. Martin, Brady Gable starts, relieved by Carter Thielen. In the 10th inning, he'll take the loss, and the catcher was Kurt Schlungen. Hitting highlights for Numinic, Luke Funk, 2-for-3, Will Funk, 2-for-4, Brandon Holm, 2-for-5, and Caden Sand was 1-for-5. Caden, the big blow in the top of the 10th inning, a grand slam home run. Grand slam home run, he had 4 RBIs in the 10th inning for the Silver Streaks. For St. Martin, Kurt Schlungen was 2-for-4 and Matthew Schlungen 2-for-3. A final on Saturday from St. Martin in 10 innings. Numinic 4, St. Martin nothing. All right, let's shift to Sunday's ball games in the Stearns County League. This game goes 10 innings today. And Roscoe at Greenwald. Greenwald defeats Roscoe by a score of 9-8. 9 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors for Greenwald. 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Max Waylogie on the mound, starts for Greenwald, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 7th. He'll get the win. Nick Rademacher comes in the 10th with the save, and the catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. For Roscoe. Josh McAdams starts, relieved by Nicholas Uch in the fifth. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Greenwald, Connor Anderson, 3-for-6. Sam Freeler, 3-for-5 with a double. Gabe Schweders was 2-for-6 with a double, and Isaac Rosenberger, 3-for-5. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek, a 2-run homer in the sixth inning. Nicholas Uch, 2-for-5. Matthew Hemmingson, 2-for-6. Josiah Uch, 3-for-6 with two doubles. And Brandon Schlaper, 3-for-5 for Roscoe, as Greenwald defeats Roscoe in 10 innings, 9-8 today. Lake Henry at Spring Hill this afternoon, and Lake Henry defeats Spring Hill by a score of 7-6. 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. 6 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Spring Hill. Tori Omscheid on the mound. He starts for Lake Henry, relieved by Carter Wessel in the fifth. He'll get the win. Isaac Leeser is the catcher. For Spring Hill, Ben Welly starts, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the seventh. He'll take the loss. And the catchers, Daniel Spanner and Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry today. Grant Ludwig makes it back-to-back days with Grand Slam home runs. 3-for-3 today, a Grand Slam home run in the seventh inning. Actually, he had a solo home run yesterday, so I take that back. Leighton Fuchs, 2-for-5. Brooks Miller, 1-for-2 with a double. And Carter Wessel, 2-for-4. Carter had a solo home run in the ninth inning. That was the go-ahead run for the Lakers. For Spring Hill, Ethan Meyer, 2-for-5 with a double. Austin Schoenberg, 3-for-5 with a double. Regan Nelson, 2-for-5. He had a 3-run homer in the third. Zach Reeland, 2-for-5. He had two doubles today. And Daniel Spanier was 2-for-2. A final this afternoon from Spring Hill, Lake Henry 7, Spring Hill 6. Farming over at Neumannic today, and Farming defeats Neumannic by a score of 11-5. 11 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Farming. 5 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error for Neumannic. Tyler Schrader on the mound for Farming today, relieved by Owen Sunderman in the third. He'll get the win. Ethan Navratil in the sixth, and the catcher, Cody Foray. For Neumannic, Will Funk starts, relieved by Caden Sand in the fifth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Logan Funk. Hitting highlights today for Farming. Isaac Nett, 3-for-5, a Grand Slam home run in the sixth inning. Ethan Navratil, 2-for-5. Drew Kramlett, big day, 2-for-5, solo home run in the second, 2-run homer in the fourth. Carson Holthaus, 2-for-5, and Cameron Miller, 2-for-4 for Farming. For Neumannic today, Luke Funk was 2-for-5, Caden Sand, 2-for-5, Ty Reller, 3-for-5 with a double. Zach Beer, 2-for-4. And Brandon Holm had a 2-run homer in the third. A final today from Neumannic had Farming defeating Neumannic 11-5. St. Martin over at Meyer Grove today, and St. Martin defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 9-0. 9 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for the Martins. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. Brian Schlungen on the mound will pick up the win today as he strikes out 11, relieved by Alex Bauman in the 7th, Tanner Arsenault in the 9th, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Meyer Grove, Isaac Weekman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brecken Elfering in the 5th, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights today for St. Martin, Kurt Schlungen, 3-for-4, Nolan Reeder, 2-for-3, and Alex Bauman was 2-for-5. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach and Brecken Elfering with the only hits, as St. Martin defeats Meyer Grove today by a score of 9-0. Richmond up in El Rosa today. This game postponed from Friday night, and El Rosa defeats Richmond by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa, 2 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Richmond. Riley Meyer starts on the mound for El Rosa, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Richmond, Talon Bregelman starts, relieved by Luke Jokla in the 6th. He'll take the loss. Hunter Fuchs in the 9th, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights today for El Rosa. Gavin Campson was 2-for-4. Blaine Fisher with a double, and Luke Ilias, 2-for-3. For Richmond, Caleb Maddox, 3-for-5, and Cooper Nutch was 2-for-4 with a double. Final today from El Rosa had El Rosa defeat Richmond by a score of 3-2. When we come back here on KASM, we'll talk about games that are coming up tomorrow. There's quite a few games being played tomorrow yet. And then games coming up for next week. We'll also announce where our next KASM Game of the Week is going to be played, too. That's all in our next segment of The Dick Put Show.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Put Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for Willem Ringdahl, Woken & Zimmerman. I had my car in the local shop for an oil and filter change the other day, which brought back a not-so-fond memory. I had an old beater car when I was young, and one day the oil light popped on. Just a gentle reminder to do something with the oil someday, right? Turns out the matter was more urgent than I thought, and pretty soon the engine froze up. Darn, Randy said my time is up, so I'll finish my point another time. Meanwhile, please remember our firm, Willem Ringdahl, Woken & Zimmerman, handles estate planning matters and much more. Keep listening to KASM for the rest of this story.
James, what do you enjoy the most about Gilk Services?
Trap shooting, axe throwing, breakfast at the shop.
I'm talking the job, customers, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical.
So am I. You know what they say, the harder you work, the harder you play.
Is that the reason hunting is a national holiday around here?
Gilk Services is expanding and looking for a plumbing manager. Better get to Gilk Services of Richmond.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Services of Richmond.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
We're back here on KASM with the Dick Put Show. Take it back, Randy.
Thank you, Zach. All right, let's take a look at the schedule of games coming up here in the area. Tomorrow, Memorial Monday at 12 o'clock noon. Randall will be at St. Wendell tomorrow. Cold Spring Rockies at Luxembourg at 1 o'clock tomorrow. The Piers Lakers at the Avon Lakers at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Aiken will be at Opole at 1:30 tomorrow. Buckman is is at Sobieski tomorrow at 1:30. Flensburg at Royalton at 1:30 tomorrow. Fort Ripley is at Foley at 1:30 tomorrow. Freeport Black Sox, they're at St. Matthias at 1:30 tomorrow. Nisswa at St. Stephen at 1:30 tomorrow. Upsala at the Piers Brewers at 1:30 tomorrow. Becker at Clearwater, that's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. In local baseball, we have Ogilvie at Cambridge at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And going further down the schedule here, I know St. Nick is in action too tomorrow with Luxembourg. I believe that's on the schedule tomorrow as well. Rest of the week, coming up here for the rest of the week, we look ahead to Friday night and lots of Friday night baseball. Freeport Black Sox at St. Joe. That will be a Friday night game, and we're looking at ball game starting at 6:30 at St. Joe. Centennial Cougars will be at the Cold Spring Springers at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Elk River, they'll be at the Sartell Stone Ponies, 7 o'clock. That's Friday night. Other ball games on Friday night locally. As I go through my schedule here, lots of ball games taking place, so bear with me here. Regal will be at Watkins. Regal at Watkins on Friday night. The Sauk Rapids Cyclones at Princeton. That's a 7:30 game on Friday night. Wilmer at Desococado at 7:30 Friday night. And El Rosa at St. Martin, that's 8:15 on Friday night, actually. 8:15 on Friday night, El Rosa at St. Martin. On Saturday, May the 30th, Painesville will be at Lake Henry, or that is a Painesville tournament, the Piers Lakers at the Cold Spring Rockies at 11 o'clock. Starbuck there at Lake Henry, too, at noon. That's all part of the St. Martin, their baseball classic tournament. Maple Lake at St. Martin at 1:30. Sartell Muskies at Clearwater Rivercats. The Piers Lakers at El Rosa on Saturday. Maple Lake takes on Painesville at 4 o'clock on Saturday next week. Starbuck, they take on the Cold Spring Rockies at 4 o'clock. So a lot of ball games. St. Wendell will take on the Freeport Black Sox at 7:30. Next Saturday. And then Sunday, El Rosa at the Cold Spring Rockies on Sunday, May 31st at 11 o'clock. Piers Lakers at Starbuck. We have Howard Lake at Rockford, Litchfield at Hutchinson. Maple Lake taking on Lake Henry on Sunday. That's part of that Lake Henry St. Martin tournament. Painesville and St. Martin. So lots of ball games going on up there. Sobieski will be hosting Foley on Sunday at 1:30, Meyer Grove at Spring Hill. Next Sunday, Opole at Randall, the Piers Brewers. They'll be at St. Matthias next week, Sunday. Piers Bulldogs at Flensburg, Regal. In a makeup game, will be at Atwater at 1:30 on Sunday. Richmond at Roscoe, 1:30 Sunday. St. Stephen at Buckman. Other ball games, looking locally here, there's a lot of ball games, and I'm about through them. Well, here's Watkins at Luxembourg, 2 o'clock next Sunday. Bemidji, they'll be at Sabin, Fergus Falls at Moorhead, and that's going to do it. That's going to be our ball games here in the next week. There's a lot of amateur baseball going on. Get to a ball game near you. Our next Chasm Game of the Week comes up Friday night in St. Martin at Ray Weber Field. Be part of that Stearns County Baseball Classic when St. Martin takes on El Rosa on Friday night. I'll have that ball game right here on KASM right around 8:15 on Friday night. I know the Stearns County League has sent me their players of the week, and I haven't got anything from Stearns County yet. I will have some scores and highlights tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here on KASM Radio. So if you want to join me for some scores and highlights, being all the ball games played tomorrow, we'll have that for you tomorrow night, too, here on KASM. That's going to do it for now. Thank you, Zach. Back at our studios in Albany, this is Randy Rothstein, another Dick Putz show for you here on KASM. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. So we that was our Dick Putz show right here on KASM. So I will get us to the top of the 8 o'clock hour right here on KASM Radio with The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met a